This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Ports out on the West Coast are by and large back to work after the long labor dispute earlier this year. But back to work, however, does not mean back to normal, at least at the Port of Portland, Oregon in particular. The port has lost almost all of its container shipping businesses, including, as of this week, both its biggest and second biggest carriers. Those would be Hanjin out of South Korea and the German firm Hapag-Lloyd. That has left companies all over the Pacific Northwest scrambling to find ways to get their goods to markets overseas. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson has that story.
It's a weekday morning, and a tangle of trucks idles outside a container yard in Portland, Oregon. The situation's a mess. Inside a barbed-wired fence, large metal shipping containers are stacked three, even five high. Outside, trucks from around the state are jockeying to get in. Those that can't are blocking the road.
Here's not normal. This is very unnormal.
Ron Lobdale is one of the many truck drivers waiting in line to drop off a container and pick up another load.
Just been backed up like this pretty good.
Normally, Lobdale would be taking his containers to the Port of Portland for their journey to Asian markets, like Japan. But that's not happening so much anymore. That's because just weeks ago, South Korean-based carrier Hanjin Shipping officially left Portland. The carrier complained it was taking too long to load and unload its ships because of a nearly three-year-long local labor dispute between union members and their employer. Hanjin accounted for about 80% of all the business at Oregon's only international container port. Now, most of the goods that were heading through the Port of Portland need to travel more than 170 miles north to the ports of Seattle and Tacoma. But that's proving to be a challenge.
Well, right now, just the chaos that's going on and nobody really knowing how they're going to get their freight moved from point to point.
David Brayman is the general manager of Mitchell Brothers Truck Line. With Hanjin gone, businesses here have two options. They can move their containers by rail or truck. But Brayman says recently trains have been so packed they've been leaving containers behind. And he says the sudden change in shipping options means there's also a shortage of trucks.
We're getting inundated with phone call after phone call for people looking for rates.
He's referring to shipping rates, as in how much it's going to cost a company to truck its containers to and from Seattle, Tacoma. Trips to Puget Sound shipping terminals can be four times as costly and take three times as long as a trip to the Port of Portland.
Something's going to get left behind, and we're all in that same predicament. There's nobody here that's up to this speed yet.
This right here, yes, it's going to go to Japan. I can just tell by the loading style and the fact
Jelly
that
Boschert Davis is the vice president of international sales for Bosco Trading in Salem, Oregon. She's pointing to a forklift as it whizzes by and into a container, backed up against the biggest barn you've ever seen. We're deep in the Willamette Valley, the grass seed capital of the world. For years, Davis has relied on Hanjin to ship grass straw from the Port of Portland.
We are just one of probably 13, 14 exporters that bale up the straw, the grass straw that's left behind in the field, and we bale it, press it, containerize it, and ship it to Japan and Korea for cattle feed.
Agriculture is a $5 billion industry in Oregon, and about 40% of what's grown in the state is sold outside of the country. Davis says it takes her trucks a day and a half to do what they once did in a day. That means her whole system of moving straw through the ports has been disrupted.
And so it just logistically is much more of a nightmare for us.
With Hanjin and now Hapag-Lloyd both gone, the economic fallout may not be limited to companies already shipping goods. Many in the business community worry it will also be harder to attract new companies to this part of the Pacific Northwest. In Portland, I'm Conrad Wilson for Marketplace.